Well, here we are. It's Monday the 16th of March. It's the beginning of a very special week where Warrington is to commemorate the 22nd anniversary of the IRA bombing. Today, however, we are some distance from Warrington. We're over in Northern Ireland. We're actually in the city of Derry, Londonderry. And I'm looking over a very spectacular view of the city where I can actually see the twin spires of both the Protestant and the Catholic Cathedral. I can see the River Foyle and I can see all sides of the city set out today in an amazing vista from the top of a hill. And at the top of the hill, what we have here is just an incredible structure. It's a structure by the artist David Best, who's been commissioned by the City Council and an arts company called Artichoke to create something called Temple. It's a wooden structure. It's been put together over 4 weeks by many volunteers from the city and others that have come here. And they've been creating this temple really to overlook the city, but to do something very special with it, because at the end of the week, they're going to invite all the community together to actually set fire to this temple and to burn it. Symbolic, of course, symbolic in the fact that they're using fire in a positive way, because often bonfires that are lit in Northern Ireland are often quite associated with sectarian activities. And in this particular instance, they want the temple to symbolise something positive. So there are hundreds of people gathering here. They've been coming from the weekend. They're going to be coming all week. It's actually a bank holiday in Northern Ireland today. And they're being invited to leave mementos, to write on the temple, to give their thoughts for whatever it is, really. It doesn't have to be about peace and reconciliation. It can be about anything. I've travelled across here with a delegation from Warrington who have come to have a look at the centre, look at the actual symbols that have been built here, and we're wandering around at the moment. Fairly cold, but nevertheless, it's an exciting moment for us to be able to be over here. And we've really decided to come here to spread a message of reconciliation and peace. So with me today as part of the delegation is Gary Skentlebury, who runs the organisation that produces Warrington Worldwide, as well as a number of other publications. We've just been joined by the artist, David Best, as well, who's actually been behind this project and behind many similar projects from across the world. David, what are you hoping from building the temple, what it will bring to the city of Derry?
For someone whose son committed suicide, that they'd celebrate their son, you know, that they would not be ashamed, you know, for someone that threw a bomb at someone's house, that they would come and seek forgiveness, you know, for someone that had a bomb thrown in their house, that they would forgive the person that threw the bomb, you know. I mean, that's an easy thing to ask, you know.
One of the things I was taken by is the symmetry between the way you've built temple and also the two different cathedrals down there. Was that in your mind in terms of the structure?
It's kind of copycat, you know. Those people had a lot more money than I did, but, you know, what the hell.
And you've done this many times before. What do you think people think of the fact that such an amazing, incredible piece of work, you end with the burn of it and it actually going off into people's memories?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that have no money at all, you know. And there's a little girl here who's had more trouble than she should have ever had, you know, and we built it for her.
Fantastic. And it's a brilliant piece of work, and I think I'm very proud of it. So that was David Best that came and rudely interrupted us. I'm with Gary Skentlebury, as I mentioned. Gary, who is a patron of the Peace Centre in Warrington, has been probably the longest serving patron, also heavily involved in Warrington Football Club and, as I mentioned, Warrington Worldwide. I mean, this is your first trip to Northern Ireland, Gary, and amazing views down there. I mean, what's your first impressions of this city?
Well, my first real impression of this city is this amazing sculpture that we're stood in front of, known as the temple, and the amount of work which must have gone into this is phenomenal. And I know the reasons behind why it's going to be set on fire like a bonfire, but I keep looking at it and thinking, does it really need to be burned? But
it seems a bit crazy actually when you look at it, but I suppose there's a lot of memories in there, and obviously we've just gone through the poignant we've just left a very poignant memory ourselves from Warrington, bringing part of the River of Life and part of the peace tree here as well. But you were mentioning to me earlier that Warrington seems to have another more contemporary contemporary connection to this city. And looking to our left from the temple, an incredible bridge down there. What do you know about that?
Well, the bridge is apparently been designed by a local lad, Councillor Ian Marks, who's well known in Warrington. His son, Nick, was the architect behind building that bridge. So it shows what a small world we live in, really. And it's quite poignant that a Warrington lad has been involved in designing the Bridge of Peace, which we're looking at now.
Yeah, it's an incredible structure. Looking down from this amazing hill over this historic city, you've got the River Foyle that comes in from the sea, and the major Foyle Bridge. And then just in our sort of eye line is a brand new suspension bridge that's linking the two parts of what has been a terribly divided city. It's a bridge that is for pedestrians, and it really is connecting the city together. So Warrington provided another link. And also later today we're heading across Northern Ireland. We're actually going to another city, Lisbon, and we have a connection there as well, which is one close to your heart because it's to do with a football club. What's our connection there as well?
Well, Crewe United, which is a cross-faith football team, was the first group of people to come over to Warrington after the bombing and struck up great relations with the town. And in the very early days, within 12, 18 months of the bombing, there was a football match for the Peace Cup, which ran for a few years, and then it sort of faded into the past. But about 8 years ago, we decided to reinvigorate it and move it forward and try and make it an annual event. Well, 1 year Warrington Town go out to Ireland, and 1 year they come to visit us, and we play for the Peace Cup. And it just keeps that good work that's going on from the Peace Centre and other people in Warrington to keep that message of peace and reconciliation going out year on year after year.
That's brilliant. And obviously Gary's at the forefront of a lot of that, as are some of the other people that we brought across from Warrington today. Thanks for that, Gary. I'm going to take a little walk now up towards the temple. An incredible structure, as I say. It's been constructed over the period of about 4 weeks. It's extremely intricate, and within the temple itself as well, what people are being asked to do and encouraged to do, in fact, is to write their thoughts on the temple. I'm inside the structure now. It really does not just dominate the skyline, but if you could see the intricacy of the woodwork in here, is absolutely incredible. Bank holiday, as I say, in Northern Ireland today, or coming towards a bank holiday for St. Patrick's Day, and so all the children off school, we've got literally hundreds of people that are gathering here. It's quite a walk up this hill to actually get to the temple, but people are making the effort, and it's freezing cold as well, so most people are wrapped against the elements. And just some fantastic things that have been left around. I can see in front of me news cuttings about a man from Derry who was called Mr. Derry, a life that was lost earlier this year. Someone's left a news cutting about him. There are all sorts of things that are people have left, messages of hope, messages about people they've lost, messages about health, messages about society, messages about peace. It isn't just about peace and reconciliation, but a lot of people have left messages hoping for example, the recovery of loved ones. We've also got a huge amount of press here. There's camera crews, there's photographers, there's journalists. We've been doing all sorts of interviews today, and particularly poignant that we've been able to bring Harriet Vickers with us to be with us today. Harriet, the one of the youngest survivors of the Warrington bombing, age 13 days at the time. So fantastic experience, and I'm going off now to have a look at the structure from another angle and to talk to a few more people. So a remarkable day comes to an end. We're back in the airport in Belfast City after heading across to Derry, where, as you've heard, we've been visiting the temple. It's not quite over for us in the fact that we're running a reconciliation event in County Donegal on Saturday and over the weekend, and that means the 30 people attending that will be going along to bear witness to what's called the burn, when the wonderful temple is going to be burnt and will be left in ash. And of course the things that we've taken across symbolically will be there as well. So a great day, and one that hopefully will do that little bit more for peace and reconciliation.